The Mishnah says in the Chavtes of an Aleph, Kol Mitzvos Haben Al Ha'av, Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Pesulim. Mitzvos Haben Al Ha'av is a chiyav only for men, not for women. Kol Mitzvos Ha'av Al Ha'ben, Echad Anashim V'Echad Anashim Chayavim. Mitzvos Ha'av Al Ha'ben is a chiyav for both of them. What does that mean? What does it mean, Mitzvos Haben Al Ha'av? So the Gemara has a whole give and take. We're not going to read all of it inside. But the Gemara comes out to say that Hachi Ka'amar Kol Mitzvos Haben Hamutolos Al Ha'av Lasos Livno Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Peturos. That what the Mishnah means to say in the first Vava of the Mishnah is that there are some mitzvos that there are mitzvos Haben, so to speak, mitzvos that relate to the son, that are mutal on the father to do to the son. So for those mitzvos, the Mishnah says that Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Peturos. What does that mean? So Tanina Lahad Tanu Rabbanim Ha'av Chayav Ivno Lamulo Liftoso Lamdo Torah, Lasio Isha, and so on. A father is mechuyev to do different things for his son, to give him a bris milah, to do a pidyon haben, to teach him Torah, to marry him off to a wife, etc. This is what the first bav of the Mishnah is saying. These are mitzvahs that relate to the son, but they're chiyuvim on the father to do to the son. So regarding this set of mitzvahs, the Mishnah says, Anashim chayev v'nashim p'turas. So let's talk about some of these mitzvahs, one by one. The first mitzvah the Gemara discusses is Mila. That's the first mitzvah mentioned in the Braisa. Lamula Minolan, skipping down to the two dots, Dechsiv Ayamal Avram Es Yitzchak Beno. We know that Avram Avinu gave a bris Mila to his son Yitzchak, who was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From that, we learn that a father is mitzuvah to give a bris Mila to his son. Ve'echad Lomale Avu Amachayvi Beidina Lemimale, Dechsiv Himo Lachem Kol Zocher. The father doesn't do the bris milah, so then who's chayev? Is there any chiyuv? Yes, there's a chiyuv on Bezdin, says the Gemara. V'hechad lo male beidina mechayev iu l'mimol nafshei, d'chziv v'orel zachar asher lo yimol es besara aloso v'nechrisa. There's a chiyuv kareis for a person who doesn't give a bris milah to himself. Ihi menolad lo mechayev, how do you know that a woman is not mechuyev to give a bris milah to her child? D'chziv kasher tziv oso elohim, excuse me, oso v'lo oso. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram to give a bris milah to Yitzchak, not to Sarah. So from that we see that a mother is not mitzvah to give a bris milah to her child. Okay, these are the basic drushes, the basic halachas that come out of the Gemara. The Gemara presents that there are three different types of people who could be mechuyev in the mitzvah of milah. There's the father of the child. If the father doesn't give the bris milah, then Bezdin is mechuyev. The Makne points out that it's lav dafka bezdin. It means that Kol Yisrael is mechuyev, that all of Klal Yisrael is a chiyev to give a bris milah to this son, to this child, if the father relinquishes his chiyev, he doesn't carry through with his chiyev. He says that's the lashon of the Roshen Chulin. Roshen Chulin says that im ein ha'av rotza lamulo, Kol Yisrael chayovin lamulo. Kol Yisrael doesn't say bezdin. Where did he get Kol Yisrael from Bezdin? The answer is that's the interpretation, the Rosh Head of the Gemara, that Bezdin is lav dafka. Bezdin is memuna al Kol Yisrael. Bezdin is appointed on all of Klal Yisrael to make sure that they do mitzvahs. So that's why the Gemara chose the Lashon of Bezdin. It's lav dafka Bezdin. It means that all of Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to give a bris milah to this child if the father doesn't do it, or if there's no father. And the third type of person is the individual himself. If the father doesn't give a bris milah to the son, and all of Klal Yisrael doesn't give, so then the person himself has to give a bris milah to himself, or he has to arrange that the bris milah should be done. Then he becomes a gadol, then he has to arrange that the bris milah should be done to him. And if not, then he's taka chayev karis. Yes?
According to the Matne and the Rosh, wouldn't the mother be included in Klal Yisrael?
Yes. She would be part of Klal Yisrael, but the question is, if she is exempt from the mitzvah of Mila of her son Bichlal, so maybe she's exempt from that mitzvah too. We'll see that there are some Rishonim actually who do say that maybe women should have been mechuyev midin bezdin, but if not for the gzeres hakasa, the pot is them anyway. Which Rishon is that? Ramban, right? The Ramban says that I would have had a havamia that maybe Noshim should be chayavos in the milah of their son, midi the hava abezdin, kamashul on the pasuk, so below osa, that the women are pturos. So you see that the Ramban thought of Yosvar that it would seem as though women should be part of the chiyav of bezdin, even if we say that they're not obligated in the chiyav of a parent, but they should be chayav in the mitzvah of bezdin, the mitzvah of kol Yisrael, but kamashul on the pasuk that they're exempt, that they're not bechlal this mitzvah of milah for the child. Okay. That's the basic imam. And women, of course, they're not part of the three categories, right? Women are exempt from this mitzvah. They don't have a mitzvah to give a bris milah to the son. Tosus here asks a very, very famous question. Oso v'lo osa. The Gemara says that a man is mechuyev to give a bris milah to his son, kasher tziva oso elokim, but we darshan from oso velo oso, that a woman, that a mother is not mechuyev to give a bris milah to the child. So Tosa says, what do I need a pasuk for? Kro lamali svarahu. Vim tomar lamali kro, typically the mitzvah says shazman gramahi, shenimo bishmini le dasa, vim nashim pturos. We know that the bris milah is on the 8th day after a child is born, and women of Torah from all mitzvah say shazman grama. It's a time-dependent mitzvah. So why do I need a pasuk so velo also taper clay that it's man grama? So nashim of course should be b'turis from that mitzvah. So that's an interesting question. But before we look at Tosas, what do you think the answer should be? Tosas is saying milas mitzvah say shazman grama. So of course nashim should be b'turis. Why do I need also velo also to exclude nashim? It's pashut. It's man grama. Is it really zman grama? Is it really zman grama? Before you get to all the terutzim, tosis, and all the rishonim, is it really zman grama? So if you look at the Rashash here, he points out that maybe the question doesn't even begin. This question of tosis, this first question of tosis. We'll get to tosis, the second question later. But the Rashash suggests that maybe this first question doesn't even begin. Because maybe mila is not zman grama b'chlal. You know, the typical mitzvah that we would say that's zman grama is like tzitzis or tefillin. It's a mitzvah that doesn't apply certain times of the day, right? Or certain days of the year, according to certain shittos. Obviously, there's a machlokas by tefillin, there's a machlokas by tzitzis as well. But by tefillin, there are some shittos that hold that there's no mitzvah tefillin balayla. There are some shittos that hold there's no mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, right? So that's zman grama. The mitzvah is not shayach in certain times of the year. Tzitzis, there are those who say that Laila is lavzman tzitzis. So that mitzvah is not shayach at certain times of the year. But is Mila not shayach? Are the days of the year that Mila is not shayach? One could suggest that really Mila is shayach every day of the year. If there is a baby born 8 days before that day, right? So then Mila is shayach on that day. If a baby were born 8 days before today, so then we give a bris mila to him today. And if he was born 8 days before tomorrow, we give a bris mila to him tomorrow. There is no day, Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. There's no day that is mufka from the mitzvah of mila, completely. Right? Maybe there is a day that's not shayach to the mitzvah of this child, the mitzvah of mila for this child, but is the mitzvah of mila not shayach on any particular day? No, every day of the year you can do a mitzvah of mila. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, any day. As long as the baby was born 8 days before that, if you're born ben hashmoshes, if it's fakis and whatnot, so, okay, so then you're not going to do it. But if it's vaday born 8 days before, then it's docha everything. It's docha Yom Kippur, it's docha Shabbos, it's docha Yom Tov. So there is no day zakter rashash. There's no day that's mufka from the mitzvah of mila. So maybe that's not called zman grama b'chlam. That's what the rashash seems to be saying. It's how some interpret the rashash's lashon. But whether that's what the rashash is saying or not, there are others who point out that there was someone who preceded the Rashash, and that's the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid, Mamish says this, he says it black on right, that Mila is not limited to any particular day of the calendar. You can do it any day of the calendar. So that's why it can't be Zman Grama. This is the first comment of the Tosas Rid. Before he actually comes to his answer, he's troubled with the second Kasha Tosas. That's why he comes on to his whole Yisod, which we'll get to in a moment. But the Tosas Rid begins with the first Kasha of Tosas, that Mila is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, because it's only by Yom HaShmini. So says the Tosas Rid, lo kasha, I don't think that's a kasha b'chlal. She'en ha'yom kavua v'yadua b'shona. There's no yom kavua v'yadua b'shona that you can do a bris milah only on that day. The mitzvah says, she'azman grama ha'enu she'azman kavua v'yadua. Ma she'en kein b'yom shmini shel milah. Yom shmini shel milah, that could be any day of the calendaric year. Any day on the calendar. It's not limited to any particular day. So comes the Tosas Rid and says, that kasha is not such a kasha. Tosas is so troubled with this kashi, he says, that's not a kashi. Because you can't call Mila Zman Grama just because it's only by Yom HaShmini. By Yom HaShmini, it could be any day of the year, any day on the calendar. And if it could be any day on the calendar, that wouldn't define it as Zman Grama. So he's nonplussed by Tosas' first kashi. Okay. But Tosas is troubled by the kashi. What does he say? V'yeshlomar, kevin de Yom HaShmini v'hola ein lahefseg, la Zman Grama v'hola. Tosas offers a different answer. Not that there's no day on the calendar that's mufka for the mitzvah of Mila. But Tosas doesn't think in general about the mitzvah of Mila. He's focused on this child. And for this child, it's takas zman grama, because before Yom HaShmini, you can't do the bris. He's not looking in general at the mitzvah of Mila like the Tosas Rid does. He's looking at this child. For this child, we have to focus on the zmanim that are shayach to his mila, and his mila is taka limited to Yom HaShemini. You can't do the bris mila before Yom HaShemini. But says Tosis, yeah, it's true that before Yom HaShemini you can't do the bris mila, but after Yom HaShemini ain't la hefsek. After Yom HaShemini there's no stop. You can do the bris mila any day. You should do the bris mila as early as possible. But if you don't do the bris mila b'yom HaShemini, you can do it b'yom HaTshiyi and b'yom HaAsiri. Of course, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you can, a mila shelo b'zman is not docheh Shabbos and Yom Tov because it should have been b'zman. It's only docheh b'zmano. Okay, so there are certain days that you can't do the bris, but there's no hefsek really to the mitzvah. You can really do it any day. So that's why it's not going to be called zman grom. That's what Tosis wants to suggest to answer that first kash. But Tosis is troubled with another kasha. Vim tomar, akati mitzvah seisha zman grom, hi dey molen ele bayom, ki dey isa perek he'orel. V'yishlomar, da asik manda omar hosin, da mila shlom zmana, no heges bein bayom, bein balayla. The Tosis is troubled with another kasha that, but you still can't do it balayla. Okay, after Yom HaShemini, you really can do the bris mila any day, but you still can't do it balayla. So he says, it goes like the manda omar, the mila shlom zmana, is no heg bein bayom, bein balayla. So it turns out, after Yom HaShemini, you really can technically do the bris mila any day of the year. Any day of the year. There are a couple of exceptions, but basically it's shayach to any day. Any day. This is Tosfos' answer. Now this answer of Tosfos at first glance seems a little bit difficult. Why? What defines a mitzvah as being zman grama? Why would we call it zman grama? So Rashi in the Mishnah fills us in a little bit. Right? This is the second half of the Mishnah that we didn't even read. Kol mitzvah asei shazman grama anashim chayavim v'nashim peturos. Kol mitzvah asei shalo azman grama echad anashim v'echad hanashim chayavim. Kol mitzvah asei shalo azman grama ben shazman grama ben shalo azman grama echad anashim v'echad hanashim chayavim, with a few exceptions. Okay, so the Mishnah sets forth the idea that if it's a mitzvah asei that's zman grama then nashim peturos, if it's mitzvah asei shalo azman grama even nashim chayavos, and if it's a mitzvah asei whether zman grama whether not nashim adam chayavos. That's the Mishnah. So what does it mean that it's zman grama? So it says Rashi, shazman gorim lo shatava. The time is mechay of the mitzvah. Time causes the mitzvah to come. That's how Rashi defines the phrase zman grama. So according to that understanding, according to Rashi's understanding, Tosfos seems difficult. Tosfos says what? He says you can't call mila mitzvah say shazman grama because miyom hashmini v'hala ain la hefsek. So what? Would you say that Zman was Gorim L'Shatava? Certainly yes, right? But the Zman wasn't Gorim the mitzvah of Mila to come to Yom HaShemini. So what did it say in L'Hefzik after Yom HaShemini? But the Zman was Gorim L'Shatava. It caused the mitzvah to come. How can Tosfos say the Mila is not Zman Grama? Because in L'Hefzik in the mitzvah, that after Yom HaShemini, there's no Hefzik. You can do the mitzvah any time. But the Zman was Gorim L'Shatava, so it should be called Zman Grama. Tach pilei ploim against Tosfos. Pilei ploim. Maybe Taka, some of the other Rishonim didn't want to learn like Tosfos because they were following Rashi's approach that a mitzvah is called zman grama if the zman is garm l'shatavo. If the zman causes the chiyuv to come, then it's Taka zman grama. It's time dependent. If that's how you define zman grama, so then Tosfos' answer seems very difficult. So clearly Tosfos has to define zman grama differently than Rashi. How could Tosfos define zman grama? Give me a different way to define zman grama. Anyone? Yes.
Tavo
v'teitze, right? It's a mitzvah she'ena tadira. It has a zman chiyav and a zman p'tur. Meaning after the chiyav has set in, it also has a zman p'tur. Not before the chiyav has set in, right? Mila doesn't set in before Yom HaShemini. But Tosfos may have understood that the only time that you'll call it Zman Grama is if it has a Zman Chiv and a Zman Ptur even after the Chiv has said it. Right? In and out. It's sometimes you're Chayiv in the Mitzvah, sometimes you're not Chayiv in the Mitzvah. Who learns like that? That's the Rambam. Right? In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam quotes this Mishnah. First he starts with Kol Mitzvah Lo Sasei Shevat Torah, but then he moves to Mitzvah Sasei. Kol mitzvah say she's mizman lizman veina tadira noshim peturos. Mitzvah say shazman grama does meant what? She mizman lizman veina tadira. Mizman lizman, it's time dependent. Veina tadira comes and goes. Sometimes you chayv, sometimes you potter. for those mitzvahs, the Rambam says Nashim Peturos, except for some things, Kiddush Hayom, Achilas Matzah B'Leilei Pesach. There are exceptions to the rule, Hakel and Simcha. The Gemara later on Daf Lamed Daled Lamed Hey talks about the exception to the rule. But generally speaking, if the mitzvah is Zman Grama, Nashim Agarim Peturos, what does it mean? Zman Grama says the Rambam she Mizman Lizman Ve'ena Tadira. It comes from time to time. It has a Zman Chiyav and a Zman Ptur. Sometimes you chayav, sometimes you pata. Kenzain, that's what Tosis was assuming. Tosis was assuming that Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama is not defined like Rashi has it, that the Zman is Gorim Lashatava, the Zman is Gorim Lechiyav. No, it's that it's Mizman Lizman, it's Eina Tadira, it's sometimes a little bit chayav, sometimes it's chayav, sometimes pata. If that's the case, then we understand Tosis Teretz. Tosis says, since Mila, Miyamashmini Vahala, Ein Lahefsik, since the chiyuv exists, miyam hashmini v'hala, it's not like you're potter at any time after your hashmini. That's not zman grama. According to the Rambam's definition, that's not zman grama. And Tosis apparently is agreeing with the Rambam regarding his definition. That's why he says it's not zman grama. So the p'tur of Noshim can only be derived from the drasha. Right? The regular p'tur of mitzvah shas zman grama, that's not going to apply to Mila because it's not zman grama, since it's not mizman lizman. Doesn't have a shas chiv and a shas p'tur. No, from Yom HaShmini V'Hola in Lahevzik, you're always chayav. That's why I need a special drasha to exclude women. And that lechora is pshat in Tosfos. Questions? Tosfos in Masechta Megillah offers a third answer to this question. We had the Tosfos Rid, the first question I'm talking about. Tosfos Rid, and we had our Tosfos. Now Tosfos Megillah, Daf Chav, is a third answer. Let's try to evaluate Tosis Megillah's answer. What does he say? Yeshlomo di lav also havamina dahay the noshim p'turos v'mitzvah says she has my grandma hainu echad leka koris. Do me the matzah v'simcha v'hakel, the less behu koris. Matzah simcha v'hakel. Now the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey tries to figure out what's the makar for these halachas. Why do we pater women from mitzvah says she has my grandma and mitzvah says shalom has my grandma the chai? Well, what's the paradigm? So, according to one version in the Gemara, the paradigm is tefillin. Tefillin is connected to Talmud Torah, which we'll see. Talmud Torah, women are pturos from. And in Kriya Shema, tefillin is hukash of Talmud Torah. So, we see tefillin is man grama, and nashim are pturos from tefillin. So, they're pturos from all mitzvah seisha as man grama. Huksha kol haTorah kula le tefillin. So, therefore, they're pturos from all mitzvahs that are as man grama. But there's another drush actually in the Gemara there. That's from Matzah, Simcha, and Hakel. Right? Even if you hold the Shnei Ksuvim Habam Ke'echad Melamdin, but Shlosh Ksuvim Habam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Right? Everyone says if you have three Ksuvim that come together that teach us a certain halacha, so you can't learn from that halacha. So that's Matzah Simcha and Hakel. Matzah Simcha and Hakel are examples of Mitzvah Sei Shazman Gram and Nashim HaChayavos. It says the Gemara, from there we can learn that in all other situations, Nashim are going to be Pturos if it's a Mitzvah that's Man Grama. So says Tosfos in Megillah Daf Chav, Matzah, Simcha, and Hakel, these are mitzvahs that don't have kores. So maybe the Jerusha that we're going to learn that Nashim Apturas and Mitzvah Sein Shazman Groma, that's only mitzvahs that don't have kores. Dumya the Matzah, Simcha, and Hakel. But Mitzvah Sein Shazman Groma that do have kores, like Mila. There is a chi of kores if a person doesn't undergo a bris Mila. So the Ptur of Zman Groma doesn't apply. So I would have a hava, meaning that maybe Nashim Taka should be chayavos in this mitzvah, they should be mechuyav to give the mitzvah, the milah to their son. Kamash molan, oso velo oso, that Nashim up to us from doing that mitzvah. That's Tosus in Megillah. Yes.
Is the woman
going to
get
karis
for 9
years? Oh, gibaldik. So the question is, why wouldn't Tosus in Kiddushin learn like Tosus in Megillah? The answer might be along the lines of what you're saying. Is the woman going to get kares? Does a father get kares for not giving Mila to his son? No. Who's the chiv kares on? Only on the son. After he becomes a gadol and he doesn't give himself a bris Mila, then there's a chiv kares. That's interesting. The Rambam and the Ravid have a whole discussion. When is this chiv kares chal? Is the chiv kares chal only after he dies, then the chi of kares is kind of a strange idea, right? A chi of kares after he died. The Rambam's lashon is strange. L'mafreya, we say that he was chai of kares, and the chi of kares is chal after he died. Well, because before he dies, we don't know that he's not going to do the mitzvah. Right? He can still do the mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah his whole life. So the chi of kares is only chal after he dies. The Ravid says, come on, after he dies, there's no chi of kares after he dies. He's no longer here. The Chiyuv Karis is every day. Every day that kol yom v'yom, that a person doesn't do the mitzvah of Mila, so then he's Chiyuv Karis. That's how the Ravid learns. Right? Yeah. Is that machlokes? Kol yom. And it says that kol yom omei be iser karis. The Rambam says only after he dies. But both of them agree that the chi of karis is only on the person himself. Avar ha'av o ha'adam v'lamol o son. Let's say an adam wasn't mal his avadim. Bitol mitzvah saseh ve'eno chayev karis. They're mevatel mitzvah saseh, but they're not chayev karis. She'en ha'karis toli ela be'orel atzmo. The chayev karis is only for the orel. So you could say that's what Tosus and Kedushin was assuming. Tosus and Kedushin was assuming, yeah, there's a chayev karis by Mila, but why would that make this mitzvah any different? The chayev karis is not for the mother, it's not for the parent, it's for the individual who doesn't give himself a bris Mila. That's not a reason to say that it should be more chamer. Tosus in Megillah assumes that no, the fact that there is a chiyuv kares that makes it more chamer, even though the chiyuv kares is not really for the parent, it's only for the individual, but it makes the mitzvah more chamer. And because the mitzvah now is more chamer, I talk about having it that nashim should be chayavos. Dum yudu what? Similar to what other type of mitzvah that even though it is zman gram nashim achayavos? Mitzvah slosa, say, right? We know mitzvah slosa, say, even if it's zman gram nashim achayavos. So, if the mitzvah say has a chiyuv kares, maybe it's similar to a mitzvah slosa say. The question is, should we say that mila is similar to the mitzvah slosa say because the kares is not by the parent, it's only by the orel himself? So that's the sofek that the Tosfos and different mesechtos is filled with. Should we say that because there's a chiyuv kares, this mitzvah is mochamer and it's like a mitzvah slosa say? We know by mitzvah slosa say ben shas ma'agram ben shalos ma'agram anoshim achayavos. Or should we say, no, the karis is by the orel, he's by the child, not by the mother. So we don't say that mila is mochamer to the parent. This is probably what the Bali Tosfos are disagreeing with. Okay, so far we have three different answers to this question. Why do I need a special derasakosim to teach me that women are not obligated in the mila of their child? Either because I wouldn't think that it's man grama since there's no day on the calendar that you can't do a bris mila, like the Rosh Hashanah and the Tosfos Rid. Or like Atosis that Miyamashmini Vahala in Lahefsek, or Atosis Megillah, that no, this Chiyuv Karis by Milas, I think it's Mocham. Comes the Ramban and offers another answer. Ramban, Ritva, they both offer a fourth answer. And I'd like to spend the rest of the shir on this answer, try to understand what the Ramban and Ritva really say. What's the Lashon of the Ramban? It's a court savort in the Ramban, it's a short statement, but there's so much there. He's saying so many different things that it's hard to know what to pick up on. What's Rabbi saying? Ikal afrushe itzri. Salgadai dachamina ki patru nashim mi mitzvus aseishas man grama hani mili be mitzvus de gufayu. We're going to fill in the mehosam gamina. When are women pturus mitzvus aseishas man grama? That's only dumi the tefillin. That's where we learn the whole pturah from. So it has to be the mitzvus de gufayu, he says. That's the first important statement of the Rabbi. The mitzvahs, the begufay. Mitzvahs that relate to the guf anoshim. Aval mitzvahs mila de la achrini v'hilo shayichabei. But mitzvahs mila of the child is la achrini. It's shayich to someone else. It's not a mitzvah de gufayu. Hilo shayichabei, says the Ramban. It's a mitzvah de achrini. It's a mitzvah de achrini v'hilo shayichabei. Eimer techayiv midi dehava abezin shechayavin lamulan kamash malam. Since Mila is a mitzvah d'achrini, it's not a mitzvah d'gufayu, it's a mitzvah of someone else, whatever that means. Right? So I would think the Noshim should be chayavos, do me the best. That's the third point of the Rambam. Right? His first point is, it's not a mitzvah d'nafshayu. Normally the Torah's main gram is by mitzvahs d'nafshayu. Mitzvah Mila is not a mitzvah d'nafshayu, it's a mitzvah d'achrini. So we have to define, what does that mean? It's not a mitzvah d'nafshayu, it's a mitzvah d'achrini. And because it's a mitzvah d'achrini v'hilo shaychabei, I think she should be chayeves just like bezdin. Midin hava a bezdin, kamashalan the drasha that women up to us. What is the Ramban saying? What's his answer? That I'd have a havamina that this is not zman grama, or better yet, that the Ptur of Zman Groma shouldn't apply to the Mitzvah of Mila, Kamash Malon, that they're Potter anyway. What's Rabban saying? So comes the Makna, and he wants to suggest. What's Pshat in the Rabban? Did you get a chance to see the Makna? Anyone?
Yes.
What does the Makna say, Yosef?
It says that it's similar to the Tosos.
Mm-hmm. Similar to the Tosos Rit. That mitzvah is the Nafshaya, what the Rabban means is that it's not a mitzvah of what? It's not a mitzvah to do a mais and mila to the child, but rather to do what? To be misasek, to make the arrangements to ensure that the bris mila is going to take place. That's the Tosfos Rit. That's the second part of the Tosfos Rit. Tosfos Rit is troubled with the second kasha of Tosfos, right? There are two kashas in Tosfos. First of all, mila should be zman grama because it's only b'yom hashmini. Then Tosfos says, no, from Yom HaShmini Va'elech Ein LaHefsek, but he's still troubled with Laila. So it comes to Tosfos Rit and says, no, Mila is not Zman Grama Mechal. You don't need Tosfos's chiddush of an answer, his second answer. It's strange, right? But we're only going according to the Man Da'amah, the Mila Shlob Zman is Bein Bayom, Bein Balaila. No, that's a big chiddush to say like that, to say that Agin Mar is like is pushed into such a shita. So it comes to Tosfos Rit and says, no, you don't need that. The real answer is that the mitzvah of a parent to give a bismillah to the child is not to do the ma'isa mitzvah. It's to be mis'asek, to ensure that the mitzvah takes place. Tshuva. He says, the answer to the kasha is, hey, I mean, the mitzvah says, she has man gram and ashim pturos, hani really mitzvah to talya begufa. See, he starts over the loshen that sounds like the Rabban. They probably pushed the makna over the edge, right? They pushed the makna into thinking the Tosfos Rit is like the Rabban, right? Ani mila mitzvah to talya begufa. Vehi ain a mitzvah elo lizman yodua velo b'chol zman. If it's a mitzvah to talya begufa and it's only shach in certain times, so then nashim apturos. Aval mitzvah lo talya begufa kigon lomol esbinom. Avagad mila saben yesh lo zman. He submits that mila saben has a zman, but the mitzvah is not talya begufa. He says. There is a zman kavua for when the mila has to take place. But the father, the parent, that the Torah commands to do the mila to the child. What does that mean? His asik b'milas b'no, to be involved in the mila of the child. Ha'esek ha'hu ein lo zman. The esek doesn't have a zman. A limitation in his man should bein bayom ubein balayla yitrach v'yochin sarche milas beno. You can call the caterer at night too. You can call the moil at night too. You don't have to do that dafka by day. There's no limitation to the asik of the mila. The Tosfos Rit interprets that the mitzvah of the father kashetziva oso elokim mitzvah of the father to do the bris mila to the child. That's not to do the ma'isa mila. That's to be misasek to ensure that the mila is going to take place. To call the moel, to call the caterer, whatever has to be done in order for the mila to take place. And that is not limited by time. So because it's not limited by time, I would think that Noshim should be chayavos. Mashmon de drasha, so lo osa, that Noshim are going to be pturos. Says the Makna. That's what the Ramban meant. You heard the Loshim. Mitzvahs de gufayu. The only time there's a pturos man grom is by mitzvahs de gufayu. But by Mila, it's not mitzvah to go fire, right? By Mila, it's not mitzvah to go fire. So I would think the Nashi should be chayavos kavashvola. No, that they're going to be pturos. That's how the Makna understood the Ramban along the lines of the Tosfos Rit. Right? That's the Makna. Wow. Yes. Question.
Are you saying that, like, from here, saying that since I'm going to like call up the Moab, this is like towards like an extra mitzvah? And we infer from here that Heksher Mitzvah is actually a mitzvah?
No, apparently the mitzvah of the father is almost like a Heksher Mitzvah. There's a Zeres HaKasov here. His interpretation is that the mitzvah of a father to quote-unquote do the bris mila to the child is not to do a ma'isa mila, but rather to ensure that the mila takes place. To do whatever, to do the Heksher, that is the mitzvah, right? It's not just a Heksher Mitzvah, that's the special Kachet Tziva also. Tziva, it's a mitzvah. It says Beferish in the Torah, it's a mitzvah. The Tosfos Rit interprets that mitzvah is the Heksher. Right? That's the Xeris HaKosov. The mitzvah is the Heksher. Where he gets that from the Pasuk, basically, Shtavram did the Bris Mila. Right? It's hard to know where he actually got this from. That's his interpretation. Comes the Makna, takes it one step further. It's not just the Tosfos Rit. That's what the Rabban meant. Oh yeah, that's what the Ramban meant. Where is that? What the Ramban says? He didn't know how to interpret the Ramban, so he saw the first lashon, the first line of the Ramban, mitzvahs degufayu. He saw mitzvahs degufayu. So then he said, that's like the Tosfos would. He's very sensitive to the lashon of the Ramban. The problem is, the Ramban says two other things, and the Maknas Pshat doesn't really explain those two other points. The Ramban says it's not that the mitzvah of Mila is just the Asik. He doesn't mention the idea of Asik Bechlal. That's in the Tosfos written. It's not in the Ramban. The Ramban says it's not mitzvah the Nafshayu, it's a mitzvah the Achrini. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah the Achrini. The Havamina, that she should be like Bezdin, she should be chayv in the mitzvah of Mila. Kamash will know. What's this mitzvah the Achrini? The Tosfos Rit didn't say anything about mitzvah d'achrini. He just said it's not mitzvah d'nafshayu. It's an asek. But that doesn't seem to be what the Ramban is saying. So it's pshat in the Ramban. It's pshat in the Ramban. So comes the Stipler in Simon Lamed Beis, and he offers a different pshat in the Ramban. Very beautiful idea. He says to understand the Ramban, you really have to take a step back. And the Mishnah tells us that there are certain mitzvahs that a father has to do to a son. The Braisa elaborates. Bris Mila is a mitzvah that a father has to do to a son. How do you interpret that mitzvah? Father has this mitzvah to do to the son. So there really are two ways to look at this mitzvah. You could say that this is a mitzvah on the father to do to the son. The son is a chefetz shel mitzvah to the father. Father has a mitzvah to do something to the son. He has a mitzvah to do a bris milah to the son. That's the simple way of looking at it. Father has a mitzvah. If the father doesn't do his mitzvahs, then bezdin, then Kol Yisrael has a mitzvah to do the bris milah. And if Kol Yisrael doesn't do it, then the child himself has to do the bris milah to himself to arrange that the milah takes place. But l'chora b'pshuto, the simple pshat in the mitzvah of the father, is that the father has a mitzvah to do a ma'isa milah to the son. It's one way of looking at it. But the other way to look at it is maybe milah is taka a mitzvah of the son. When he becomes a gadol, he certainly has the mitzvah. Maybe even when he's a katan, he has a mitzvah. But the Torah doesn't expect the katan to do the mitzvah to himself. So the Torah puts a chiyuv on the father to help the child fulfill his own mitzvah. It's not that the father has a mitzvah to give a bris milah to his son, but rather the mitzvah is really the mitzvah of the ben. It's a mitzvah ha-ben, ha-mutal al-ha'av lasos livno. It's mamish the lashon of the Gemara. It's very meduic in the lashon of the Gemara, the second approach. It's really a mitzvah of the ben. But the father now has a chiyuv to ensure that the child is going to be able to fulfill his mitzvah. The father's chiyuv is to help the child fulfill his own mitzvah. Not that the father has a mitzvah to do a ma'isa milah to the son. It's the son's mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah of the son when he becomes a galah really exists even when he's a katan, but he's not required to do the mitzvah to himself. The father is mitzvah to help the child fulfill his own mitzvah. That's the other way to look at it. Could be that's what the Ramban has in mind. The Ramban is, this is what the Stipler suggests. But the Ramban holds that the mitzvah of the father, it's not a mitzvah on the father to do a ma'isa milah to the son, but rather it's a mitzvah on the father to help the son do his own mitzvah. That's what the Ramban meant. It's not a mitzvah d'nafshayu. The women are not obligated in the mitzvah themselves to do to their son, and he's just the chefetz of the mitzvah. No, this is a mitzvah d'achrini. It's the mitzvah of the son. The Ptur of Zman Groma can only apply to a mitzvah that's a chiyuv on the woman herself. If the primary chiyuv is on the woman to do something, so then if it is Zman Groma, then the Nashim are Pturos. But if the Iker mitzvah is on Acharini, it's really someone else's mitzvah. It's just that the women, right, the other person, the father, the mother, the other person has a chiyuv to ensure, to help that individual fulfill their own mitzvah, maybe the Ptur of Zman Groma doesn't apply. That's what the Ramban is saying. Mitzvah is enough shayu, something that relates primarily to the woman herself, the individual herself. So that is the Ptur of Zman Groma. But something that doesn't relate primarily to the woman herself, but rather it's a mitzvah on someone else, like Mila, it's really a mitzvah on the child. So then the Ptur of Zman Groma doesn't apply. I'll give you a mushel. Later on, in the parak on Daf Lamed Vav, the Mishnah talks about karbonis, different halachas relating to karbonis, smichas and tnufas, sagoshas, kmitzas, haktaros, all different ma'isim that relate to a carbon. the Mishnah says that the Nogim Ba'anashim Velo Benoshim. Noshim Anapichlal, Napichlal Smicha, Tnufa, Hagosha, Kmitza, Haktorah, Hakrova, Kabbalah, Hazah, all these things relate to the Kabbalah. Why not? So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. Right? There's a Pasuk in the Gemara that women are excluded. The Tosis, HaKabbalahs, Tosis has the age-old question, same as what he has in Asugya. Why need a Pasuk to be Mamayit Noshim? Typically, it's their own mitzvah seisha Zman Grama. These are all mitzvahs that are Zman Grama because it says Biyom Savoso. All the avodas of a korban have to be done by day. You can't do it. You can't do an avoda by Balayla. The heck, the chalavim and the avarim, that takes place balayla because you've done everything. You've put it on bayom so it can continue burning balayla. But all the avodas of a korban, kabbalah and hazah and everything that has to be done for the korban has to be done bayom. Biyom savosa. So why do we need a special pasuk to teach me that nashim anap bechalal, smichas, and tmufos, and agashos, dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'lo b'nos Yisrael? What do I need a pasuk for? It's pashat, it's man grama, biyom savosa, so nashim can't be bechalal. So Tosus gives his own answer. He says that the extra pasuk is teaching me not only that women don't have a mitzvah to do these parts of the korban, smicha, and tnufa, hagosh, etc., and the smicha, the hagosh, and the tnufa are not going to be kosher if they're done by the woman. The pasuk teaches me that if the woman does it, she passels the korban, and even if someone else does it, even if a man does it after the woman, the korban is still passel. Right? That even b'di'avad you can't solve the situation. If you only had Zman Grama, if you only have Yom Tavoso, so you would say that the woman can't do it. It's not kosher. She didn't do an action that's kosher, but she didn't pass on the carbon. Someone else can do the smicha. Someone else can do the tnufa, hagosha, etc. Comes the pasuk and teaches me, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, b'nei l'banos Yisrael. If the woman does the smicha, she does tnufa, she does hagosha, the carbon's pasul, and you can't resurrect it. You can't solve the problem. That's how Tosus answers. But comes the stipler and says, according to my vart, Kasha of Tosus doesn't really begin. Why? Tosis kasha is why do you need a special pasuk to exclude women from smicha and hagosha and tnufa, etc. Just say that it's zman grama, so it's not shayach to nashim. So comes the stipler and says, no, these halachas, this is not a mitzvah on the woman to do a smicha, to do a hagosha. These are mitzvahs on the carbon. There's a carbon that is ton smicha. The carbon is ton tnufa. The carbon is ton haktara. You need a person to do that, but it's not that it's a mitzvah on the woman to do a smicha. It's that when you have a carbon, the carbon is taught certain things. It needs certain things to be done to it. Says the stipler, the Ptur of Zman Grama perhaps doesn't apply to a mitzvah that fundamentally is not a mitzvah on the woman. It's a mitzvah in the carbon. Zman Grama is a Ptur that applies to a mitzvah that relates primarily to the woman. But if the mitzvah is a mitzvah primarily in the carbon, then the Ptur of Zman Grama is not going to apply. The Ptur of Zman Grama is not going to apply. The Ramban wouldn't have been bothered with Tosis Kasha, because the Ramban assumes that whenever the mitzvah is not on the woman herself, right? If it's a din in the carbon, or if it's a din in the child, then the Ptur of Zman Grama doesn't apply. And that's perhaps what the Ramban Taka is answering. Right? The Ramban's answer to Tosis Kasha, why Mila is not Zman Grama, the Ramban is saying, it's not that it's not Zman Grama, it's that the Ptur of Zman Grama doesn't apply to a mitzvah that's not primarily the woman's mitzvah. It's really a mitzvah on the child. The chiyuv of the parent is just to ensure, right, to help the child fulfill their mitzvah. The Ptur of Zman Grama doesn't apply in such a case, says the Ramban. It only applies to mitzvah nafshayo, not the mitzvah dachrini. This is how the stipler wants to explain the Ramban's terms. Yes.
But by karmanos, she's like she's going to get a kapara from it. Therefore, like she is sort of included within a karma. By mila, I understand. She's no, it's like no connection at all. By karmanos, there's a connection.
I hear, but the din smicha, the din hagosha, is a halacha in the karma. So even though the woman is going to benefit from that, but it's still a halacha in the carbon, it's not fundamentally a mitzvah on the woman. It's not like there's a mitzvah to do a tnufa. It's that the carbon requires a tnufa, because if not, the carbon is going to be possible. Right? It's one step removed from the woman. So it could be that the Ptur of Zman Grama doesn't apply in that situation. This is how the Stipler wants to interpret the Rambam. And others want to say that maybe it's not just the Ramban who holds like this, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah on the child. There's a long discussion in the Achronim about this issue. We're not going to get to the whole thing. But others want to suggest that this idea is not just the Ramban. The Rambam also seems to say like this. The Rambam implies something like this. That's the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is medayek from the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Uchas Korban Pesach that we know that the Mila of Avodim are Ma'akev on an Odom from bringing his own Korban Pesach. The Mila of a child is Ma'akev on a father from bringing a Korban Pesach. If a person has children that he hasn't done the Bris Mila to, so then he can't bring a Korban Pesach. Milas Bonav are also Ma'akev on his bringing a Korban Pesach. Just like an Orel can't eat from a Korban Pesach, if a father hasn't done a Bris Mila for his children, then he also can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Not just the children. The father can't. The Rambam says that milas bonav haktanim are ma'akev on the individual from bringing his korban pesach. What's the diyuk that you have from the lashon of the Rambam? Mila of which children is going to be ma'akev the father from bringing the korban pesach? Ktanim, not gedolim. What do you see from this Rambam? Apparently, the chiyuv of a father to give a bismillah to the child is when? Only when he's a katan, not when he's a gadol. When he's a gadol, then he has his own chiyuv. It's not the chiyuv of the father anymore, according to the Rambam, it would appear. The Minchas Chinuch diyuk in the Rambam. That the chiyuv of the father is only when the son is bekatnuso, but not begadluso. Why should that be true? Why should the chiyuv change? If he has a chiyuv bekatnuso, so even when the child becomes a gadol, the chiyuv should remain. Okay, if the father doesn't want to do it, so then the child has to give the bris milah to himself. But the father should be mechuyev when he becomes a gadol. Why should the chiyuv only exist when the child is a katan, not when he's a gadol? Someone suggests, and we'll get to this in greater detail in Yitzhak Shem, the shiurim tomorrow, the next day, Yitzhak Shem. But someone suggests that maybe the idea is that if the chiyuv is on the father, the chiyuv to give the bris milah is on the father. So hecha matzino that a chiyuv on someone falls away. It just dissolves after time. The chiyuv is really on the father to give a bris milah to the child. It doesn't really make sense that when the child becomes a gadol, the father should no longer be mechuyev to do that mitzvah. But if you hold that the father is only chayiv when the child is a katan, what does that indicate to you? It might indicate that the chiyuv, even when the child is a katan, is not really primarily a chiyuv of the father, but rather what? It's primarily a chiyuv of the son. The father just has to help the son fulfill his chiyuv. It's really the son's chiyuv. If it's really the son's chiyuv, then it makes perfect sense that when he becomes a gadol, and now he gets his own chiyuv, why should the father's chiyuv continue? It always was a chiyuv on the son. It's just, he can't ask the son to do it. He's only a katan, he's 8 days old. I mean, some ketanim are very smart, are very capable, you know, the honors program, but you know, come on, 8 days. So the Torah says it's the chiyuv of the father to help the child fulfill his mitzvah. But that's why when the child becomes a gadol, now he has his own chiyuv, so the father's not mechuyev anymore. That's perhaps what the Rambam holds. Like the Ramban, that the real chiyuv is a chiyuv on the son. The father's mechuyev to help the son fulfill his chiyuv. That's why the Rambam holds that after he becomes a gadol, now he has his own chiyuv, and he can fulfill that chiyuv, then the father taka doesn't have the chiyuv at all. Says the Stipler, maybe that's what the Ramban has in mind. That because the mitzvah milah is not mitzvah de nafshayu, it's not a mitzvah that's primarily on the parent, but rather it's mitzvah de achrini. It's a mitzvah really on the child. It's just that the parent, kol od shehu bekatnuso, the parent has to help the child fulfill his chiyuv. So there's no p'tur of zman grama, says the Ramban. I wouldn't know that Nashim up to us from giving a bris milah to their children. Hamashon nidrasha, so velo osa, that women are taka up to us. That's how the Stipler interpreted the statement of the Rambam. Yes?
Once we say this in the Rambam, so that we don't really need the Stipler anymore, because now we can just answer the same way Tosis answered, because now the mitzvah starts when he's 8 days old, and the mitzvah ends when he's 13. I think the mitzvah on the father, the mitzvah on the mother, there is an end to it. Once he becomes a gadol, the mitzvah is not looked on them anymore. So now it's a mitzvah. Now it's mitzvah asishas. Now it is.
Now Itaka is Mangrama because it's limited. If you say like if the Ramban is saying like the Rambam, so then you're saying it is limited, even though the child is going to get his own mitzvah later, it is limited. How is it limited? How is it limited? We're saying that it's the same mitzvah, bein bekadusa, bein bekadusa. It's a mitzvah of the child. It's just before godless, the parent has an extra chiyuv to do that mitzvah to help the child fulfill his mitzvah. You're saying so that's my grandma. That extra chiyuv is my grandma. I guess the pshat is that since the ikar chiyuv is the chiyuv of the child, we look at the mitzvah of milah as not being my grandma because that's not going to change. Ben bekadluso, ben begadluso, this chiyuv is the same. Yes.
Can you also say that maybe the parents fall into the category of gazing after it becomes a godel?
Excellent point. I'm going to get to that in 1 minute. Okay? What's the problem? Final point here. What's the problem with the stipler's pshat? We have the Makna in Ramban. We have the stipler in Ramban. The Makna wants to learn Ramban like a Tosafos read. Then we have this stipler as a whole lumdus in the nature of this chiyuv of a father to give a bris milah to the child. What's the problem? There's still a problem. And it's a beautiful pshat, the stipler's pshat. But look at the Ramban. We've got to look at the words of the Ramban. There's a third part to the Ramban. We still haven't addressed that third part. What does he say? Best. I would think, since it's a mitzvah d'achrini, it should be tumi the bezdin, the women should be chayav just like bezdin, kamash v'lan. Bezdin has nothing to do with the stipler's child. Well, what's stipler's not picking up on bezdin? According to the stipler, what you have to say is, it means, you know, just like there are others who are chayav, so the women should also be chayav. It's not critical to the Ramban's words, the Ramban's answer. Stipler has to machavek with that line. It's a little difficult. So I think perhaps the answer is that the stipler is right with just a nuance of difference. Maybe what the Ramban really is saying is don't forget this lumdus about the nature of the mitzvah, but just shift it over by one. Maybe Taka, the chiv of a father to give a bris milah to the child, that's a mitzvah on the father itself, a mitzvah on the parent. Mitzvah on the parent. It's a mitzvah d'nafshe. Yeah, 100%. But maybe the chiyuv on bezdin to give a bris milah to the child is not a mitzvah d'nafshe. That's not viewed as a mitzvah on bezdin, on Kol Yisrael, to do a ma'isa milah to the child. Once the father doesn't do his mitzvah, if he relinquishes his mitzvah, he refuses to do the mitzvah, there is no father, then the mitzvah reverts to the child. Right? There is a chiyuv on the child. Right? There is a mitzvah of the child. But the mitzvah of the parent is more than that. The mitzvah of the father is more than that. The mitzvah of the father is actually to do a ma'isa milah to the child. But the chiyuv of bezdin to do the bris milah is not a chiyuv on bezdin to do a ma'isa milah. No. It's a mitzvah of the child. And bezdin, Kol Yisrael, is mitzvah to help the child fulfill their mitzvah. Meaning what I'm trying to suggest is really there are tzvei dinin. Till now we said, oh, this is a beautiful chakira, what's the nature of the mitzvah of the father to do a bris milah to the child? Is it a mitzvah of the father? Is it a mitzvah of the child? And the father is just helping the child fulfill his own chiyuv? Maybe both are correct. It's just one applies to the father and the other applies to the rest of Klal Yisrael. And it's not such a strange thing to say that because there are two different chiyuv and it's really meduyik in the lashon of the pasuk. What's the pasuk that teaches me the mitzvah of the father to give a bris milah to the child? Kasher tziva oso elokim. Tziva, there's a lashon of tzivui. Tzivui sounds a little bit like it's directed toward the father. You could say that kasher tziva sounds like it's really a mitzvah on the father. What's the makor for the chiyuv on bezdin?
Himo.
Himo lochem kol zachar. Himo. Sort of like a passive lashon. It's not that you should do it. Himo lachem. It should be gemalt for you. They should be nimo. It sounds a little bit like to ensure, right? To help, to ensure that the bris milah takes place. Not so much a tzibu directly on Kol Yisrael, but rather more to help the child fulfill his own mitzvah. Maybe that's the nature of the chiyuv on bezdin. So basically, we're saying the same as the disciple. We're just shifting at one level. We're saying that maybe the Ramban Taka holds. He admits that the chiyuv on the parent is really a direct chiyuv, a chiyuv to do a ma'isa milah to the child. Yes. But there's another chiv, and that's the chiv of Bezin, the chiv of Kol Yisrael. The chiv of Kol Yisrael learned from Himo Lachem Kol Zachar, that's not a chiv to do a maisa mila, but rather that's a chiv to help the child fulfill his own mitzvah. And perhaps that's what the Ramban had in mind. The Ramban says, when is the Rav Turov's man grammar? That's only been mitzvahs, the nafshai. And even if you'll tell me that the mitzvah of a father to give a bris milah to the child is mitzvah de nafshayu, and women should be pturos from such a mitzvah because it's zman grama, but I should still be mechayev of women because there is a mitzvah de achrini here too. There is a mitzvah on the child. And midi dehava abezdin, bezdin has a different chiyuv than the chiyuv of the father. Meaning, even if women are not included in the chiyuv of a bris milah, just like the father, they should be mechuyev in the bris milah like Bezdin. Right? Because there are two types of chiyuv. There's a chiyuv al ha'av, to do a maisa milah to the child. But there's a chiyuv on Kol Yisrael, Lazar leben lekayim mitzvasam. The Ramban is saying even if the women are not shayach in the first mitzvah, the mitzvah on the father, because that's a mitzvah that nafshayu, the Pturah's man grama would apply there, but midi dehava abezdin, since bezdin is mechuyev in what chiyev to help the child fulfill his own mitzvah. So I would think Nashi should be included in that mitzvah because the Ptura of Zman Grama doesn't apply. Kamash v'lan, oso v'lo osa, that Nashim apturos entirely from the mitzvah of Milah. Not just from the chiv of the father, but from the chiv of Kol Yisrael as well. So this is really similar to the disciples of Pshat, but just with a nuance of difference. I'm shifting it a little bit to help us explain that last line of the Ramban, midi dehava abezdin. The Ramban clearly is saying that the havmin is to think that women should be chayavas in the midst of milah of their child because they're similar to Bezin. What does it mean similar to Bezin? What do you need that for? The answer is the Ramban perhaps agrees to other Rishonim that the mitzvah on the father is direct. It's really a mitzvah on the father to do a maisa milah to the child. But he felt that maybe the chiyav of Bezin is not like that. The chiyav of Bezin is just to ensure that the child should be able to fulfill his own mitzvah. That's a different type of mitzvah. And for that type of mitzvah, the Ramban claims the Pturah's man grama would not apply. So that's why we need a special drasha to say that that women are going to be Pturah's, because the Pturah's man grama shouldn't apply. We would think that they're chayavos, kamashim on the special drasha, that dafka the father is mitzvah in the milah of the child, but not the mother. Okay, stop.